Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am on Timothy Baginski, B-A-G-I-N-S-K-I. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Baginski as described in my report of 3-18-20. Pretty is now a 34-year-old male who again reports injuring his left shoulder at work on 9-26-18. Pretty was checking truck fluids and part of the truck's cab hit him in the left shoulder. Pretty did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a slap tear that was repaired surgically. Period. He has recently completed 12 weeks of physical therapy and is getting more. Period. He is seeing his primary care physician and plans on going to orthopedics. Period. That section is normal. New paragraph. As per the records provided, he applied for a reopener on 7/21/22, period. On 9/10/20, he was issued an order approving settlement. Period. He then reopened his case as just noted. Period. He supplied answers to reopener interrogatories. Period. He indicated that respondent had sent him to Dr. McAlpin, McAlpin, and a second opinion was requested. Period. He worked for a respondent until July 2021 as a non-CDL truck driver. Pretty now works for Walmart as an overnight stocker as of January 2022. Period. New paragraph. Additional treatment records show he underwent x-rays of the left shoulder on 5/12/22. Period. They demonstrated no acute osseous abnormality or significant degenerative disease. Period. There was a bone island in the humeral head. Period. On 6/14/22, he was reevaluated by Dr. McAlpin for a need for treatment exam. Period. He denied any new injury or treatment to the shoulder. Pretty was complaining of pain in the shoulder that began around 5/9/22. Pretty, the pain increases with overhead. Pretty denies any clicking or popping. Pretty is currently working full duty at Walmart as an overnight stocker. Pretty, he did undergo x-rays of the left shoulder ordered by his attorney. Pretty, he reviewed these x-rays dated 5/12/22. Period, they showed no fractures or dislocations, nor signs of post-traumatic arthritis. Period, he also reviewed his assessment of an MRI done in 2019 after his slap repair. Period, it showed no recurrent tear with an intact labrum. Period. Dr. McAlpin opined he remained at maximum medical improvement. Period. Provocative testing was negative for recurrent tearing of the labrum. Period. Therefore, this patient has mild deconditioning of his left shoulder, comma, likely attributed to his work activities and not attributed to the work injury from 2018. Period. He opined no further diagnostic testing would be necessary and his shoulder remained stable and healed from the work injury. Period. Physical exam. On 6/7/23, he had x-rays of the left shoulder that were read as normal. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scars about the left shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of both shoulders was full and all independent spheres without crepitus or tenure in this period. Combined extension with internal rotation was symmetrically reduced to T3 bilaterally. Period motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. The rest of that section is normal. Shoulder maneuvers, near maneuver, and speeds maneuver on the left shoulder elicited a tightness but no discomfort. Paired these maneuvers were entirely negative on the right. Paired the rest of that section is normal. Cervical normal and thoracic normal impressions. Timothy Beginsky was injured at work on 9/26/18 as marked in my prior report. Paired since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement on 9/10/20 in the amount of 25% partial total. Period, he then reopened his claim, period. At the referral of his attorney, he underwent left shoulder x-rays on 5/12/22. Period, he then saw Dr. McAlpin for a need for treatment evaluation on 6/14/22. Period, he opined no additional treatment or testing was indicated. Period, the petitioner did undergo x-rays of the left shoulder on 6/7/23. He also currently describes having undergone 12 weeks of physical therapy. That he's currently receiving. Period. He has changed employers and had since worked in a very physically demanding capacity as an overnight stocker for Walmart. Period, it was during that period of employment that he asserted return in his shoulder symptoms in approximately May of 2022. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found there to be full range of motion at the left shoulder. Period, provocative maneuvers were negative for internal derangement or instability. Period, he had intact strength. Period, new paragraph, my assessments of permanency and causation are the same and will be marked from the prior report. And that'll be the end.